Let's talk for a... Let me see what we got over here.
I'm not organized at all.
Guess I'm going to have to wait for Todd after all. I don't know how he filed his stuff.
Should we go into recess?
We can wait a minute. What the hell? We've been on duty all day.
That's recess.
I am good.
I have to leave at 10 after.
Okay.
I have to go out to the Russell Sadler thing.
Can I talk about Park very quickly?
Sure. Talk about Park. That's okay. A good idea.
I'll come back.
Okay.
I understand. I got shit. I won't ask.
What are you folks doing here?
Park statutorily sunsets in July of 84.
Right.
If we were to postpone the sunset date, he did have a question whether we wanted to postpone it 1 year or 2 years. July of 85, 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, so we postponed the sunset date for 1 year. And all I've asked is that they currently have a charge to report in a standardized review or standardized report form to the legislature is what the report that we finally did receive. With the committee's support, I'd like to change that to a cost performance review. So that, in other words, we'd have some harder data if, at the time of sunset, we were to look to taking their charge and putting it to either the health division, Todd tells me is most interested in having it, or up to the poison control center.
I guess what I would hope that we can look into or have looked into is the question of combining those, because they do have...
Let's ask for that.
Yeah.
As part of your amendment, if you'd ask... that they come in and that the executive department give us a recommendation on how we could combine with the poison control center.
There you go. Follow me?
The executive department, not agri. They can't even explain what they've got now, let alone. That's what I think conceptually. Okay. And then the sunset would go until July 1 of 85. Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Is it the sunset 84? Is that it?
The sunset's 84. Right,
okay,
now.
So this would carry us through the biennium.
Right. Until next session. Okay, Senator Hamby moves first that the sunset on the park bill, which is
2612,
be extended until July 1st, 1985. Is there objection? It's ordered. Next.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we ask that a full legislative report be executed for the next session of the legislature to the environmental committees. It should be brought to the legislature, I think. And secondly, that the executive department study the feasibility and give a report to the next session on how we can combine this effort with the Poison Control Center and the Department of Health, any programs they have, so that we can look at one report. And that we have a cost effective study on just what we're getting for our bucks.
Okay. You have heard the motion, and we will put that into the bill, and I will make sure Todd runs it by before it goes to the floor.
Well, you know the concept, and I would trust you, Mr. Chairman. If you accept this, and I'm going to move it out with the fact that you check it out, if you're satisfied, then
okay. Is there objection? Forward.
Forward to pass recommendation as amended.
Okay. Senator Day moves 2612 to the floor as amended to pass. Discussion? Put call roll.
Senator Day.
Aye.
Senator Hamby.
Aye.
Senator Stargovich.
Aye.
Senator Kitzhaber. Senator Cohen.
Aye. Okay. Forward. Next, we have a...
the watering.
10-acre watering.
10-acre watering bill, Senate Bill 779. We spent a considerable amount of time trying to figure out how we could deal with that issue without making a change in policy, and we were trying at first to see whether there was a way we could, because the Union Pacific has a water right that is essentially abandoned, if we could work something through the abandonment procedure, so part of that water right, some minimum amount, could revert over and there would still be a net gain, if you will. And you have to really mess up the priority system to do that. So it's really just a policy judgment on that bill.
Sure.
Senator Cohen?
Is it possible just plain write an exemption for them? Define the acre, define the section, define whatever you want to do.
Yes.
That'd be my
I don't really have a concern about just...
Just doing a general, but make exception for that one effort and make it school grounds and not talk about an acreage. Right. So if they get into a...
So that we, yeah, my position is I think you really do have a problem if you just say any old school has a... You know, then you really do mess up all sorts of priorities and all sorts of difficulties. If we're going to make a special exception for this circumstance, then let's define it so it addresses only this circumstance and not every other
circumstance. Just name the school or the area.
You can do it by geographically.
Tax lot.
I talked to Senator Thorne, and I told him that if we could, if the committee saw fit, they could define it for that area. I told him I would help get it out of committee, but I don't think I can vote for it on the floor.
Well,
because
that's
I think
how
it's
I
a
am.
Bad sort of a policy. And Mike said that's fine.
I would appreciate if you try to get it out. I'll carry it.
Okay, the other concern, the other option, I guess, is I never did understand why they couldn't get a withdrawal right from the irrigation ditch.
Well, I think they probably could if the irrigators were willing to share their water with them. I found the ironic thing about that is they said they couldn't use the water out of the irrigation ditch because it was over-appropriated. However, that never seems to bother them when they want to go to a stream for a new water right. Nonetheless, apparently the irrigators are not willing to share that water with
them. Could I move and try?
779.
Let me try. Okay.
Well, you can try.
I would restrict it to the geographical area of that one school, however we do that in concept.
Okay. Here it is. Northeast 1/4.
Okay, that's the way I would restrict
section
it.
16, township
and I think
4.
Instead of naming, saying 10 acres, I would define it as the school grounds. And in that intent, I would read into it that it meant the school grounds, not extra fields that aren't used for the current operation of the school. Follow me?
Yeah.
So a barley field wouldn't qualify, but maybe their grass in front of their school would, okay?
Now, they said they had 3 acres. You want to put a limit on upper limit on it at that? So there's
school
no question in the...
No more than 3. How's that?
3 acres.
3 acres, yeah.
But is a football field 3 acres or...
That's
3 acres. Actually, 3 acres takes in their football field and their...
And all the school ground. 3 acres will cover the school ground. It
doesn't let them expand.
I think that's right.
All right.
But I don't think we
okay.
want them to expand.
All right. 3 acres, I'll go.
Okay, that's a move conceptually. I will go along with that with the proviso that I'm going to probably vote against still on the floor.
I understand.
Sarah Collins, you have a comment?
No, I'm just trying to figure out a way we can make this dissolve from the statute at some point in time.
Well, you have to make a window.
You understand what I mean?
What, you want to do that?
Well, the problem is, I don't... They have a piece in Oregon law that's in that great book. It's bothersome to me.
We got it all the time. We got tons of them.
But maybe the day will soon come when they can get
I hate to have
artificial
to go through
turf
that.
Or something for the football field, and they don't get
that.
Todd, what's the discussion?
Hmm?
I don't think over there.
What?
I don't know the cold weather. I don't know whether they could use artificial turf there. I suppose they can.
You want Todd to check with council and see if they can do that?
We've been doing some checking and...
Oh, we can do it. I guess what I'm saying is, what's going to change in the next few years? We're going to have it in the statute books for a while. There's no question it's probably there for a while to stay because there's no question they've over-appropriated for water there, and I don't see it changing for a while unless you want to deal with this, and I'm not sure I want to go through this again. I'll leave it to the rest. My motion would be without the sunset, I guess. See what I'm 3 acres and then the geographical area.
Clerk, call the roll.
On what?
On that,
what?
Oh, the conceptual. The conceptual. The conceptual. This is on Senator Thorne's bill. I think it's a bad policy, but I told him that I would, if need be, help him get it out to the floor, where I would probably vote against it, but give him an opportunity to have a hearing on it. The proposed amendment is to limit it to school grounds and no more than 3 acres, and to limit it geographically to that one locale. That's the motion. Call the roll.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator Cohen?
I can vote no.
Well,
I'll vote aye.
Yeah. Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Hurd?
Aye.
Senator Kitsoff?
Aye.
Remember, LB, there wasn't a flow meter on it. They were asked to put a flow meter on, they refused. The well construction is for domestic purposes only.
Okay. Is that a totally illegal well anyway?
Yeah.
All right, well, we could, I think part of that, couldn't we, if I could... put the gavel.
Okay, so order.
Let me ask you, would it make some sense, Todd, if I can have a little help, to insist that as part of this, that we would insist upon a flow meter so we can monitor it? Is there anything out of order with
that? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. Is there something out of order with that, or do you know?
We're breaking new ground. We can do anything we want.
The distance that we've gone so far, I don't know. It seems to really have encumbered this section here, which is
okay.
Just intended to...
I'm satisfied.
Exceptions.
We're talking about a little church school.
I guess I would recommend to Todd that he look for another section, that you put a specific section someplace.
I think that's fine. I would like to move it to out of this particular section.
We'll try to find one.
And even with perhaps a sunset, and the day may come that they can afford artificial turf and don't need to water.
Why don't we just let him run with it?
Okay. Well, we can all vote against it on the floor.
You can vote against
true.
It.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Day moves the amended bill to the floor. Due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Day, were you making some provision for a flow meter?
I think my advice would just complicate the situation. I think our intent would be that, and I'd tell Senator Thorne that we expect that school to put one in, and I think if he gives his word, that's good enough for me. That see it's done. And I think that's easier than putting it in the statute.
Fascinating legislative history.
So I'll call for the question. You all agonize. I have no problem.
Good call.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator Cohen?
It's okay, Joyce. You can vote no.
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to support that.
She voted no.
Oh, okay. Senator Starkovich?
No.
Senator
Hurd?
Aye.
Senator
Kitsoff? Aye. Oh, they lashed out.
I don't know that that's... That is inhumane. You two birds.
Okay, we close the hearing and work session. I use the term loosely on 779, and we go now to the amendments to...
2625. Mr. Chairman, could I... try my lot here on 2625.
2625. You did 2640. You were gone.
Did you?
Yeah. It's gone. Left the committee already. I'll tell you what you need to do. Okay. Here, work session on 2625. Senator Day.
Okay. Very basically, it's fixed it to the immediate family that lives on the property, and the governing body will review that permit from time to time. It's a non-conforming permit, and they will review it. 12 months, every 12 months to determine how that's going on. And with that thought in mind, I'm going to move the amendments 2625A-6, dated 7-8-83, to House Bill 2625.
Okay, let me just...
And rename the family cottage. In
okay. Is there a discussion of Senator Day's motion?
This is the factory in the home bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Chairman, I'll move the bill to the floor with the due pass as amended.
Senator Day moves amended House Bill 2625 to the floor. Due pass. Discussion as amended. Discussion.
Clerk call and roll.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Kitsoff?
No, aye. All right, was there anything else?
Does this mean we got it in? You're carrying the bill.
Yes.
And I must tell you that I intend to vote for the bill, okay?
Oh, all right. All right, well, thank you very much. We are adjourned.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Vern.